Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Bark Radio listeners. We are delighted today to have a guest with us from Texas, from Austin Pets Alive. Terry?
Well, welcome, Ellen. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good. Well, for our listeners who don't know your story, could you give us sort of a
Sorry.
It's all right.
Hey, at some point in time, we may have dogs talking from all of us. Yes, my dog carries out your dog. Not a problem. Yes, Terry was saying, Ellen, tell us about Austin Pets Alive and what you do within the organization, and just in general, what y'all are about.
Okay, Austin Pets Alive is a nonprofit organization that has actually been around for about 15 years. And we've been focused on making Austin a no-kill city for that whole time. There was a beginning back in around 2000 that Austin was trying to become no-kill by the millennium, and it failed, obviously. But and then Austin Pets Alive kind of shrank volunteer forces and programs, and now we've resurged over the last 2 years, and we've been working directly with the shelter at that last. You know, 15 years ago, we were more of an advocacy group, 10 or 15 years ago, and now we've become much more active, and we're providing services where we're trying to show the city that no-kill is possible, that the animals that have previously been written off as unadoptable are in fact, adoptable. And so we're trying to lead by example, I guess I should say. And so we've created a pretty large rescue program that takes the animals, the ones that have already been chosen for euthanasia, so that we can demonstrate very clearly what our numbers are, which ones we're saving. And we've been taking those to off-site adoptions and doing virtual adoptions through online and been very successful. Saved about 2,000 animals that were slated to die last fiscal year.
Wow. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, it's been really exciting to see that, you know, there's so many animals that even I have thought, how are we going to adopt this dog out? And then it gets adopted. You know, it's amazing. It really is.
Right. Now, you guys have a proposal that's going up in front of City Council coming up in March. Is that correct?
Yes. So we've been trying to expand our programs, working within the city and being a partner of the city. And we've had a little bit of pushback just because it's kind of a big change and we're proposing a lot of big ideas. And so it's kind of escalated. Our proposals have escalated over time, and now we've proposed to just take over the adoption piece for the city so that we can run it and we can try to do some of these innovative programs and not have the city have all the liability that they feel that they would have if they did it. And so we have offered to be the adoption arm for the city of Austin.
Well, in some of what I've read and saw in one of the news interviews, it seemed like there's some opposition to that. What's behind all of that?
Well, I think that any major change is going to have a lot of opposition just naturally. But I think that the pieces that people, you know, I think the public actually is very, very for this. The public wants to see a change. They want to see the rest of the animals get out of the shelter alive. And the opposition that we're feeling and seeing is coming from within the animal welfare community and also from within the city, obviously, because, you know, that's the target audience. So the opposition from the other animal groups is variable. You know, a lot of people feel like the city's already doing a good enough job, that the numbers of euthanasia have dropped quite a bit. Of course, a lot of that's due to Austin Pets Alive helping them. But a lot of people don't want to see a major change happen because there might be so much chaos that it might not be, you know, it might make things worse. A lot of people want the city to be responsible for adoption, so they don't want a nonprofit to become responsible. They don't want the city to be off the hook. There's a lot of arguments like that. And the city, of course, If they choose to do this, the staff that is currently doing adoptions would have to be either redirected to other departments or there's a potential for even losing their jobs. So there's some pretty significant and I think valid reasons on their part to be wary of this. But we're trying to keep our eye focused on the animals and what we think is the best and fastest way to get the animals out alive. And so we're just proposing.
Ellen, I'm guessing that a big part of your job is education. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, always is, it seems, that folks, mm-hmm. if they fully understand what you're trying to do, I don't know how they could oppose it. You just basically want to save animals' lives rather than put them to death simply because they end up in a shelter.
Right. We're just trying to, you know, Austin is very blessed. We have many, many, many programs for prevention. We have a lot of rescue groups. We have a lot in place. The problem is that the animals that come into the shelter, once they get to the shelter, there's really not a very good safety net for them. And that's the piece that we're trying to fill in. Because we've got great spay-neuter programs. We've got wellness programs where people can have low-cost health care for their pets. You know, we've got so many great things out there. It's just that we're missing this one safety net for the animals that are already there.
Right, and I guess I can certainly understand, and especially in this economy, the job loss potential and the concerns around that.
Mm-hmm.
I find it interesting, in a maybe kind of a strange way, that some of the other animal rescue groups are concerned or satisfied with a 6,000 deaths from previous fiscal year, and I'm not sure why that seems acceptable to them. But, I mean, I don't want to get too far in the mud, but I just find it interesting sitting here thinking about it as you're talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a lot of it's because Austin has changed and progressed so much over the last 10 years that we've made steady progress as a community. And so, you know, it's not like we're back into, 1999, 1997, where we were killing 15 or 18,000 animals. We've made some serious progress, but it's just not good enough. There's still, that's great for the animals that made it out alive, but the ones that are still dying there every day, it's not good enough. We need to keep working very hard.
Now, there was mention of an animal advisory council. can you explain what that is and how that works?
Sure. Our city government is based on a city council. We have city council members, and each council member, there's several commissions all over the city. I think there's like 200 commissions, and they all are charged with sort of being the eyes and ears for the council on certain issues. And then that commission will report back to city council, so city council can make recommendations or changes or resolutions, whatever. And in this case, we have an animal advisory commission, and they're in charge of listening to the public, having public forums to talk about animal issues. And about a year ago, they were charged with the city council passed a resolution that they wanted Austin to be no-kill by 2011, and they wanted the Animal Advisory Commission to give them recommendations on how to do that. And they approved the recommendations, and over the last 3 or 4 months, the commission has been creating an implementation plan that hopefully will go into effect in 2011. And Austin Pets Alive proposed our plan to do the comprehensive adoption program for the city to the Animal Advisory Commission. The Animal Advisory Commission is endorsing that and taking that back to the City Council. And so now we're just sort of waiting for City Council to make up their mind on how they want to move forward. So the Animal Advisory Commission has Austin Pets Alive's proposal as well as some other proposals to save lives and to improve the lives of animals in Austin. And so it's a big plan, including our thing.
So the proposal, did you folks draft that yourselves, or are you using something from the No-Kill Nation, from the Nathan Winograd's program, or how did you develop that?
Well, Austin Pets Alive's proposal it came about pretty organically. We have just been focused on the things that we know we could help at the shelter, and we kept proposing those on a smaller scale to the city and not getting a lot of response, and so finally, it just grew into what we think would be the perfect adoption plan for the city, and that's how we made our proposal. And since we're already doing that on a smaller scale, we're able to put numbers to that and staff to that and, flesh it out as a business plan, basically.
Cool.
Well, and Ellen, I see on your website that the coalition, the Austin No-Kill Coalition, is asking folks to show up at a meeting, a city council meeting, on March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gathering that's an important one. You need lots of folks from the Austin area to join you that day.
Yes, that is the first pass that the city council will have to look at the APA, Austin Pets Alive's proposal, as well as the Animal Advisory Commission recommendations. So that's the first time that part of the City Council will look at it, and hopefully they will recommend that that will go to the full council. But every time any council member sees this, I think it's important that we have a big audience, because the council, you know, they're not necessarily heavily invested in the animal issues, but they do care very much about what the public wants to hear and see. And if they can see that there is a lot of interest from normal people, you know, it's not just the animal people, that this is important to everybody in the community, then they're more likely to vote for it.
Well, that's awesome. And what we'll do is we'll make sure that we put it an individual link up on BARC Radio when we put this episode up, and it will be this week. So folks can, who are in the Austin area, can connect with you guys and hopefully get to that meeting. Yeah.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Terry?
Well, I think that's all the questions I had. Did you have anything, Dee?
I don't have any more. I just think that what you're doing is extraordinary, and I hope so much, of course, that you all succeed. Right now, Ellen, if you would give everyone your web address so folks can keep up with you, what's going on in Austin and with Austin Pets Alive.
Sure, I'd be glad to. It is www.austinpetsalive.org.
And we'll make sure that, again, that gets posted and on our Facebook page and that sort of thing. And we want to keep up with you, Ellen. We want to know, as this year goes on, how y'all are doing. So perhaps we'll hook up for another interview at some point in time, maybe with very good news.
That'd be great. I hope to be able to give you good news.
Yeah, man.
We hope so, too.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.